Welcome to Voices of Blessed Sacrament. Each week we break open God's Word and share stories of faith and family, all to help one another recognize and experience the presence of God. Palm Sunday of the Lord's Passion. A reading from the prophet Isaiah. The Lord God has given me a well-trained tongue, that I might know how to speak to the weary a word that will rouse them. Morning after morning, he opens my ear that I may hear, and I have not rebelled, have not turned back. I gave my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who plucked my beard. My face I did not shield from buffets and spitting. The Lord God is my help, therefore I am not disgraced. I have set my face like flint, knowing that I shall not be put to shame. If my youngest brother, Johnny, is listening to this, please stop now. And the reason I want Johnny to stop listening is because I'm about to call him a prophet, and if he hears that, I will never live it down. You see, growing up, Johnny was blunt, a call-him-as-he-saw-him kind of person. When I was in ninth grade, we bought a car from my aunt and uncle in Seattle, which meant we got to spend a lot of quality family time together on a cross-country road trip back to Michigan. Johnny was probably about 9, and my other brother Matt was 11 or so. Along the way, we stopped for dinner somewhere in South Dakota, and as the waitress walked away after taking our drink orders, Johnny goes, "She's flighty." My mom quickly admonished him, but he just shrugged and stayed firm in his statement. Well, when the waitress came back to deliver our food, she was talking and delivering things to the table and somehow managed to dump my plate of food and both my drink and my brother's right into my lap. She apologized profusely, and as she walked away, Johnny simply said, "Told ya." Now, this is not to say Johnny was a fortune teller. He just read the room. And I think sometimes people think that prophets are fortune tellers, but that doesn't really capture the prophetic voice. Prophets don't stare into crystal balls. Instead, they pay attention to what's going on around them and to what God is saying to them. Father Richard Rohr calls prophets truth tellers, and I love that image. Today's first reading, we hear from the Servant Song section of Isaiah. And let me offer a little context here. According to my Bible professors and a lot of scholars, Isaiah was actually written by multiple people spanning many years. Some scholars argue it was written by three different authors because there are three distinct sections, each with their own themes, vocabulary, and phraseology. The Servant Songs come from chapters 42 through 53. The servant is God's agent, the one who will do God's work in the world. And today, we heard the third song. And what's clear is that the servant has a deep and powerful relationship with God. So deep that the servant spends time with God daily so that his ears might be open to hear God's voice. And then in turn, this daily listening has trained his tongue to speak in ways that people listen and are inspired. But he also speaks in ways that people listen and aren't fans. He receives backlash. We hear that his back has been struck. His beard has been plucked. He's been spit on and shamed. And yet, he perseveres. My question is, why? Why is this happening to him? And I think, honestly, if we look around, we can see some of this playing out in our own world. The servant, this prophet, is making people uncomfortable. He's rattling the status quo. He's challenging people to move beyond what they know and towards something better. He's telling a truth that people don't want told. And I imagine that this is hard for him. But the final line of the reading is my favorite part. The Lord is my help. Therefore, I am not disgraced. I have set my face like flint, knowing that I shall not be put to shame. Everything the servant has endured, and yet he still has the faith to trust that God will vindicate him in the long run. That this short-term suffering is absolutely worth it. We see the servant as Jesus, and it makes sense, especially that today is Palm Sunday and we're entering into Holy Week. But I think it's also us, because we too are called to be prophets, to serve God, to proclaim the good news, to declare that the kingdom of God is at hand, to step out of our comfort zones, to bring mercy to a world that is merciless, to be hope to the hopeless, to bring justice where there is injustice, to be joy where there is sadness, to be God's love, to embody Jesus in the very spaces where we exist. It's hard. I know this. It can be uncomfortable. I get it. But we can do it together. We are all in this together as disciples of Jesus, as bearers of God's love, as prophets of a future not our own. So, Johnny, if you didn't listen to your big sister and you're still here, you are called to be a prophet. And to each person listening, you are called to be a prophet, a truth teller. To be healing in a world that is broken, to be a smile to someone who is lonely, to be God's light in the darkness. We are prophets, truth tellers, agents of change called by God. So, this Holy Week, I want to leave you with a challenge. Spend time in prayer. Ask God to open your ears to hear. Ask for a tongue that speaks truth. Sit with the question of where God is calling you and where God needs you to be His love in your corner of the world. And then, go be that. Go be a prophet. Let's go into this week ready to recognize and experience the presence of God, and to help others do the same.